Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Trammell Crowe. How are you, Trammell?
Fine. Thank you very much. Good to meet you.
And an absolute pleasure. And I'll tell you, everyone listening in, you've heard the name Trammell Crowe before, and he is part of the legacy, but he has been doing something for many years that is really significant called EarthX. And we're going to learn everything about the environment. And a lot of you there know that I actually majored in environmental studies in 1983 at Michigan State, and it was too early back then, but here you go. So let's first talk about Trammell Crowe. You grew up under one of the most iconic dads and the iconic business people of the century. What was that like?
Well, it wasn't that iconic. But, you know, we all we six kids grew up as the company was built. So we weren't these little spoiled rich kids when we were children. We became spoiled later. My parents really lived simply, and they were modest people. There weren't any jetting around to islands and so forth. So it was a pretty normal upbringing. By the standards of the 1950s.
And then you went in, you started out working really warehouse leasing back in Denver, and you grew with the company, and you became CEO for about 7-8 years of Trammell Crowe.
Well, of a division called the Dallas Market Center, which is a trade mart, apparel mart, the world's largest permanent wholesale complex, I must put in. And my brother Harlan eventually became CEO of Trammell Crowe Company, but there was little nepotism, many partners, and Harlan has run the company for about 25 years, ever since that big real estate crisis, you remember?
Absolutely. And the interesting thing, when you look at Dallas and what you've done, some of the best CEOs I've interviewed, like Kip from the Container Store, or my first ever was Herb Kelleher. There's something unique about Dallas that has Southern hospitality and it has just entrepreneurship tied together. What is it about Dallas that makes people such great business people?
It's not the old South. People in Arizona would say it's not Southwest. We've always kind of felt both. So I think that's it. There is a lot of Southern blood here. But, you know, ever since the Alamo, we've had a lot of Tennesseans. More and more people have moved out from the north, so it's becoming, you know, bigger and more urban and all. But it's not a unique friendliness. It's a unique attitude.
And that attitude is...
You know what it is? In Dallas, anyway, we don't... We think nothing's impossible. We're not in the modern Silicon Valley or New York.
Well, I like this. So tell me... One more story about Trammell Crowe. Tell me something, a lesson that you learned from your dad that has resonated with you through your lifetime.
Maybe the most relevant is when he took me to a development here in Dallas. I wish I could say it was when I was 6 or something, but I was probably more like 16, not listening as closely and looking at my watch. And it was green space. And there was a river and wetland by the highway. And he said, we do not own this land. We're stewards of this land. That's not original, but for a real estate developer, it's pretty good.
Absolutely. And that's the exact transition, because that put, let's talk fire in your belly, like you mentioned. That put a fire in your belly, and you went on to work on an incredible vision. Talk about the founding of EarthX.
Well, when I retired, I finally did what I wanted to do all my life, growing up in the 60s and seeing on the cover of Saturday Evening Post, Rivers on Fire. I carried that all my life. So went to the city of Dallas, said, let me do the Earth Day. You don't really want to do it because it was a piddling thing. That's what happens all over America. Earth Day, as far as an event, is mainly a myth. And there wasn't a rule book. So we did things that made sense, might not have made sense otherwise, and it's turned into something that's never been done before.
Explain.
Well, my image was what Earth Day was. I thought that there probably was a manual somewhere that Earth Days still occurred, and there's an Earth Day in Hyde Park in London with booths and tables and environmental groups, and in Paris and the Place de la Concorde, the same thing, in Tokyo. So exhibits, let's say, with general public and environmental activists and so forth. Turns out that doesn't happen anymore, but we did that the first year with 200 organizations, mainly environmental groups, general public. We had businesses in there, too. It wasn't too long after that that the local chapter of the Sierra Club took me to task for having those corporations. But we all know that's what has to happen. And in Texas, it's natural to do it. So most of what we've innovated here wasn't necessarily difficult to figure out, just common sense.
Yeah, well, no. I like, you know why? Because you tell the truth. You tell it like it is. So the real question, what you're getting about is unity. Is your message, your leadership message of unity and the shared future, and how you break down these barriers, which is what you've been doing in a sense.
If I may, you're absolutely right. I remember when I was a kid, Richard Nixon, who was a very bad guy to me at that age and at that time, talked about the silent majority. But you know what? We've always had it. We still have it. The media makes it less apparent. But the silent majority, there's something they say. There's something like 12% of the far left that you don't have to talk to because you're not going to get anywhere. There's something like 18% of the far right, same. But that 70%, they want practical solutions.
That's what you're focused on, is practical solutions. So if someone wants to be involved in EarthX, how do they get involved? Is there a website they go to?
EarthX.org and EarthXTV.com. Or you can subscribe to Spectrum Communications, usually channel 139.
there you go, 139. And you took this approach. There's an interview that you had in The Hill, and the author discussed fighting a battle for what was clean business. Now, you talked about the integration of business and environment in Dallas, and that's growing. What does that term clean business really mean to you? What is your real vision of what could happen? You've been working at this for ages.
Well, my vision really is that this event that we have, maybe it's selfish to look at it the way, this event we have becomes a permanent national event. Our conferees that come from the science ocean world to our ocean conference, those speakers, that's all national. But the exhibit and the hordes of people are local. I'd like somebody to say to his wife, Betsy, next spring, let's not go to Vegas for the weekend. Let's go to Dallas for Earth Day. And they see kind of a Disneyland experience.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Trammell Crowe, who is the founder of EarthX and EarthX TV as well. And when we come back from the break, we're going to find out about EarthX TV. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're with Trammell Crowe. And let's talk about EarthX TV, because you have this whole vision you're talking about, and you're really putting the seed in Dallas, but something that can infiltrate throughout the DNA of America and the world, perhaps. So tell us about EarthX TV.
There is no TV station until now in the world that has fully environmental programming. I would have thought National Geographic, but, you know, they have changed, and maybe they have a couple of nature films a day. Environmental programming covers all issues. It talks about the problems and the challenges. I have no experience in that business, but the EarthX has so many conferences this year, I think it's 17, on different subjects, that we have the content. It's almost like you just put a camera in the conference room and you get all that knowledge. I've learned that the public won't watch that. So we've begun acquiring product, making our own in-house series that frankly deal with issues that other channels haven't been willing to. We have 6 hours of new programming every single day. 13 million homes in America, soon to double, on Spectrum Communications, Channel 139, and in Europe, all the way from Ireland to Romania, something like 30 million homes.
So this reach is significant, but you're not just talking about, right now everyone's talking about climate change, global warming. You're talking about so many more topics.
First of all, if you talk about climate, you have to decide which 50% of the public you want to watch, because the other half won't watch, unless you talk about it in certain ways. So if this was your question, we have programs on... We approach it indirectly. It's entertaining. It's very entertaining. I was worried that it would be too fluffy, but we'll have a couple of fellows whose business is zero escaping a yard because the cost of the water and the availability of the water in Arizona is too high now. So they make it attention getting and fun to get in there and tear the hell out of that yard. Or a fellow that takes beautiful old cars, this would upset some people, and turns them into electric cars. So there are things the public want to watch, and the messages are kind of subtle at this time. We'll get there.
What you are, if anything, and Trammell, in full disclosure, this is the first time you and I have met, you are a really practical type guy. I know I've read you're Republican, and you're fiscally responsible, and you're deeply tied in more than anything into the environment. So you're, in a sense, the middle of where America could be.
I think America is that middle. When you say Republican, you know, the party's changed over the decades, so I'm a green Republican. Both parties aren't as appealing as they used to be.
Okay, so let's talk about the concept of reputation. So here you put your life into real estate, but, you know, one time when you were about 16 years old, your dad inspired you, but that's what you're working on. So what does the whole word of reputation mean to you in America?
The word reputation I don't worry about reputation very much. If I did, I'd be very, very worried. Reputation, to me, tends to mean the image and opinion that people have about someone based on based on hearsay that usually has to do with superficial things like money or appearance. Yes, you asked the wrong guy that question.
And question now about CEOs. Our audience is CEOs. If you had an opportunity, which you do right now, we have about 600,000 listeners listening in, and about 51% are CEOs. What would your message to CEOs be about the future of America?
We're in deep trouble. It's a number of reasons. Climate could be the primary reason. The solutions are going to be many. They already know that, and they're thinking about the many innovations. But there will be many lifestyle solutions like diet. So it's going to be the environmentalist type of sacrifice and change of lifestyle and the corporate innovation that's going to pull us out of this. And some people believe primarily innovation. So for speaking to CEOs, they're doing it now and they can do so much more. And I will say at our event, we have a conference with 100 startups for clean tech, ag tech, ocean tech, and 100 investing organizations, VCs to family offices. And after that one day, several startups are funded and they solve problems. Y'all come.
Yeah, there's the Dallas hospitality. It's always, I say, entrepreneurship tied in. Any final message to our audience?
They might appreciate my repetitive pounding because they're salesmen too. So I'll say April 21 to April 23, 2023, Dallas, Texas, the biggest green gathering, more conferences, etc., than they'll ever see, and is solution-oriented.
And everyone listening in, what you're hearing from Trammell Crow is solution-oriented. It's about the silent majority of 70% who want to work together to build a great America, who are going to go on April 21st through 23rd down to Texas. And if they can't make it, they're going to go to
E-Capital Summit.
There you have it. And earthx.org or EarthXTV.com, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you could always go to Spectrum 139 and listen to it all.
I appreciate you making us sound so good today.
I want to tell you, for a guy who majored in environmental studies, like Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, said, Robert, you have to have a two-year runway. Don't be too far ahead. Now, I took my major in 1983, so I was 30 years ahead. But you are really doing what I had always wanted to do when I was a young guy going to school in Michigan. So,
and I always wanted to do the environment.
There you go. There you go. So a pleasure having you on the CEO show, Trammell.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. See you in Dallas.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Lisa Ingram. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
Terrific, and glad to be with you because Lisa has a unique position in the history of America. She is the president, CEO, and chair of the board of White Castle Systems. So, as many of you know, White Castle was founded 101 years ago and was the first hamburger franchise in America, probably in the world. And as a matter of fact, was the founder of the slider, which we'll hear that story later on. We'll hear what she's doing in DEI as well. Very exciting stuff. You know, this is your fourth generation leader of White Castle. What does the company mean to you?
I'm so honored to be the leader of White Castle. When you think about family businesses, for them to get to fourth generation is very, very challenging. I think only 3 or 4% of family businesses make it to fourth generation. And so to be the first woman and to be a fourth generation family member of an iconic American brand that your great grandfather started is really a wonderful story. And it's a wonderful place for me to leave a legacy on a little piece of pop culture.
So right now, it's about 360 restaurants. And what's interesting is you've decided, when we're talking about how you've built the brand, you've never gone public and you've never franchised. Talk about that.
My great-grandfather was a loving control freak. He wanted to make sure that the interaction that he had with the team members and with the customers was very personal and very face-to-face. And so throughout the generations, that has been continued because we believe that that's a wonderful way for us to keep the connection with our team members and to keep making memorable moments for our customers. So we do not franchise, and we're very vertically integrated. So we have many manufacturing plants that make our own buns that go on the sliders, and beef patties that we make. We also have retail plants that make all of our retail product, which I'm sure that we'll talk about a little bit later. But we've always believed that having that direct interaction with the customers and with our team members was critically important to our success. And we're really happy with that business model and continue to find great success.
And when you're vertically integrated, I'm guessing that helped you with this whole supply chain challenge that everyone's having.
Yeah, certainly we see increases in raw material costs, but it does help that we know where we can get our buns and our meat patties to make those one-of-a-kind sliders. So we're very fortunate in that respect. And our manufacturing, my great-grandfather actually got us into manufacturing, and it's been a wonderful addition to our company and continues to be a tremendous asset to our brand.
Let's ask the question that everyone wants to know. So you were actually the first slider, and now sliders are everywhere. But you're even like right now you're wearing Slider Queen shirt. There you go. What was the secret with how Billy Ingram, your great-grandfather, how did he come up with the concept of the slider? I think everyone wants to know that.
My great-grandfather was an insurance salesman in Wichita, Kansas. And at the ripe old age of 41, he decided to quit his job and begin his wild experiment, as his friends called it, in the restaurant business. He had found this product, hamburger, and he thought it tasted really good and was a great, nutritious product that everybody should be able to afford. So he took the hamburger, rolled it into a little ball, and smashed it into some onions. And that was the first slider. And he wanted to sell it for 5 cents because he wanted everybody to be able to afford it. And he opened a little, what they called at the time, shack. And it had stainless steel grill, enough for a couple people to sit at the counter so they could see how he was cooking it. It went off really well. He was able to pay the money back in less than 90 days. And continued to expand the brand throughout the Midwest and the East Coast in the 20s and 30s.
You started, I think it was like 1995 or 97 when you started at White Castle. I think your dad might have been CEO. But you started in marketing.
I did.
What have you learned from that helped you build this whole brand?
Understanding from a marketer's perspective why your customers engage with you is really, really important. And so beginning my career in marketing and getting to interact with customers and seeing all the customer data on how they feel about the brand and what they love about the brand and what things they don't like about the brand really helps from a perspective as you continue to move up the ladder to always keep that in mind, to always understand that the customer is critically important, that we make sure that we're meeting their needs today and hopefully in the future. And as we continue to evolve, as generations of customers have continued to patron, White Castle, we've had to adapt our marketing and our innovation and our products and our packaging and all sorts of stuff to make sure that we continue to be relevant to each subsequent generation, which is really fun. It's an exciting challenge, and it's one that I think that we've done a really good job at.
What's something that surprised you from when you were saying what customers love, what they don't love? What did you find out that growing up in the business, you said, huh, that's interesting, and that made you make some type of change?
I think it's interesting how much customers associate these wonderful, memorable moments with our product. So whether it's coming in for lunch or a meal with your grandparents or your parents because that's a restaurant that they love to go to, or it's a late night experience that you get to experience maybe with some buddies after a night out. All of those different types of experiences resonate with our customers in a way that we call memorable moments, and they all revolve around the slider and the uniqueness of that product and the way that it makes the customers feel when they're eating a product that makes them warm and happy with their friends and family. And so continuing to keep that center focus and not change that, but adapt the brand to the different trends that are going on, I think is really, really interesting for an 100-year-old brand.
So when you talk about trends, it was obviously a big advance to go into the supermarkets. What was the thinking behind that?
That's a great story as well. So my father would go out and visit every castle every year. And when he was on the visits with our team members, he would go out and talk to customers. And he noticed that many customers would order, let's say, 20 or 30 sliders at one time. And they wanted four for here, but then they wanted the rest wrapped, which is not something that is in our traditional operations. But each team member would wrap the each slider individually and put it in our box. And when he asked the customers about what they were doing with the sliders, and this was back in the 80s, the customer said that they took the sliders home, they put them in their freezer, and they had purchased this new thing called a microwave oven. And if you take it out of the freezer and put it into the microwave oven for 20 seconds and heat it up, it's really good. And so from there, we ended up doing this a lot. And from there, he said, you know, we should be able to give customers products that they can take home with them and that they can have in their freezer. And so how do we do that in the best way? And so he went out and talked to a lot of different grocery stores. And honestly, they told him he was crazy that customers did not want to buy restaurant products in grocery store aisles. And so we, fortunately, he didn't really listen to them. And we figured out a way to have a small factory that would make the burgers. And we sold them to a retailer. And that was about 35 years ago. And now that business is 20 to 25% of our overall sales. It is nationwide. So even though we only have 360 Castle locations, we are in most major grocery stores across the United States.
I've heard that you have something called the Cravers Hall of Fame. Describe what that is.
So this is one of the things that I love about our brand is we always are looking for ways to honor our customers. And so the Cravers Hall of Fame is an opportunity for our customers each year to submit their stories about why they love White Castle. And every year we get a couple hundred submitted for consideration. We pick usually about 10. And we've had some famous Cravers in there. So Alice Cooper is in our Cravers Hall of Fame, the Smithereens, the Beastie Boys, Stan Lee. But we also have lots of stories of everyday people that just love White Castle.
When you talk about innovation, you've about 1 minute until a commercial break. Talk about, it's called Flippy the Robot, right? That's like a pretty cool innovation.
It's very cool. You know, like many businesses, finding team members is can be challenging, especially right now with the labor market the way it is. And so we continue to look for ways to make the jobs for our team members as efficient as possible. And our look into innovation has many different facets. And so it might be developing a team member app that our team members can use to easily get their schedules. It may be upgrading equipment. So we changed out all of our grills several years ago to make those more efficient and easier for our team members. So Flippy was an opportunity for us to take a position where a team member works the fryer. Sometimes in Suncastles, we need two team members to work that because it's, we have a lot of different products that go through our fryers, more than many other QSRs. Having a robot that can manage that station allows us to redeploy those team members into other areas of the castle and to other customer-facing interactions where they can create memorable moments.
We're about to take a commercial break with Lisa Ingram. When we come back, we're going to talk about building a great culture and how you do that. Back in
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Lisa Ingram, who is the fourth generation leader as Chair of the Board, President, and CEO of White Castle Systems, still a family-run company, no franchises, they control everything because they really care about the customers. So you have this culture, you've about 10,000 employees, and it seems people work for generations and generations. Like, that's what all CEOs I speak with every day, they want this great culture. What's the secret of how you do it?
If you were to ask our team members why they stay at White Castle for 10, 20, 30, even 40 years, many of them will say because it feels like a family. And they're not necessarily talking about me or the family that owns White Castle. They're talking about the family atmosphere that is created in their castle or in their plant or in their department in the home office. And we really try to make sure that we are empowering leaders, that we are giving leaders the opportunity to make great choices with their team members in terms of flexibility, in terms of benefits, all of those types of things, so that we can create a great, fun atmosphere that our team members really love. Some of the stats that I would share is, our general managers have an average tenure of 20 years, which is really, really a wonderful stat. And out of our 450 restaurant leadership positions, so that's a general manager and up, 442 of them started behind the counter and worked their way up. And so, again, we're able to give a lot of people a great opportunity to advance within our company and or give them a great opportunity to stay with our company for many years and become an integral part of who we are.
Do you have any unique practices? Like, for example, I know you have a slide, you know, because you're the slider queen in there, but any unique practices that you use to build that family feel that maybe some other corporate CEO I speak with might say, wow, I would love to be able to do something like that.
I think a lot of our success is due to the fact that we don't franchise. So we know we have all of our stores are company owned. I go out and visit every single region every year. My father used to go visit every single castle. And that helps create that connection to the team members, that they know the family that owns the company, and that we care about each and every one of them out in the castles. I think that something else that we try to do is we try to make sure there's a lot of cross-pollination. So May is National Hamburger Month, and in May we have all of our team members who work in the home office, which is what we call our corporate office. We have them go out and work in a castle or a plant. It allows a lot of good interaction between our team. It allows the people in the corporate office to be on the front lines, which we think is really, really important. And it's a great opportunity for us to get some communication and some great memorable moments for our team members to have together.
When you came in as CEO, you've been involved with the company for years. How did you share the vision that you had? You had 10,000 people. What's your insight on how you actually do that? Because it's a big company. You've 360 castles. That's all over the place.
We have a great team that's very focused on making sure that we're aligned around our values. And when you align around values and you hire people for those values, you have a lot of synergy that allows you to all move in the same direction. Our vision is to feed the souls of Kramer generations everywhere, and our mission is to create memorable moments. And those things allow us to have very clear focus on what's important to us and how we should align our resources, whether that's talent, whether that's capital, and whether that's time, to make sure that we're moving in a direction where we're growing, but we're getting to a point where we are creating memorable moments every day and feeding the souls of Kramer generations.
What was the biggest crisis or challenge that you ever faced that you had to deal with?
Well, certainly over 100 years, you know, we've dealt with a lot of things, whether that's the Great Depression, whether that's world wars, et cetera. The last 2 years has certainly been an interesting challenge for the restaurant industry, as it was severely impacted at the start of the pandemic as people stayed home. And so managing through the constant change of what was going on in each of the different cities and states that we operated in, and building a culture of communication. So how do we communicate with our team members quickly and more often? And how do we to reassure them that we're making decisions to help them and the company survive this challenge? And then how do we celebrate those wins when we do have them to continue to give everybody confidence that we're moving in the right direction and we will be able to survive this pandemic as well? And so that was definitely a challenge that many CEOs, certainly myself included, had never had to face.
Absolutely. And one thing, though, you've done through challenge or not is you've been a huge proponent of having women executives, having diversity there. And some of your numbers are amazing, like 75% of your managers are women. Talk about what you're doing.
As a woman coming into any company, you want to make sure that you're in an environment that celebrates and actively encourages diversity. And certainly in White Castle, we were doing that. But over my tenure, we have continued to focus on this and really believe that it is a tremendous unlock for us. So 75% of our managers are female. 54% of them are ethnically diverse. My executive team is half female and diverse, and as is our board of directors. We recently just got to that stat. So we continue to look at all levels of the organization and want to make sure that we have diversity represented across our organization, so that whether you're ethnically diverse or gender diverse, you're LGBT, you can see somebody in White Castle that looks like you, that is similar to you, that you can aspire to at different levels. I think that's critically important. I do not think that that innovation happens without diversity, and so we're continuing to be very proud of the work that we've done, but we continue to move forward and make sure that we have that at all levels in all areas of the company.
Final question. What was a conversation you had with a family member that really inspired you? And we have a little over 1 minute left.
My father has always been an inspiration to me, and his leadership style is one that really lets you try different things, even if he may not think it's a good idea. And so I remember several times when I would go in and talk to him about an idea, and he just kind of gave me a look like, I think you're a little crazy on this one, but I'm going to go ahead and let you try it, because that is how great ideas and great unlocks happen, is if you have a team that you believe in, that is smart, that is willing to try different things, even if you don't personally think it might work. You could be surprised.
And there you have it. Try new ideas. Be open to new ideas. Lisa, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you for having me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.